From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. It's Boise National Electric Car Week, and while automakers, both domestic and foreign, continue to invest billions into the evolution of electric vehicles, for a lot of consumers, EVs are still a subject of curiosity. The Biden administration's massive clean energy push has produced a number of federal incentives for consumers, while Idaho's investment is more focused on infrastructure, like charging stations. In the meantime, Idaho Power has been co-hosting EV guest drives over in eastern Idaho, but most recently in Canyon County. And that's where our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, visited with current EV owners, as well as prospective buyers, and Idaho Power's EV experts.
While a fair amount of people have taken the plunge already, the purchase of an EV to most people is still more of a concept. So we were more than a bit intrigued by an event in Canyon County just a couple of weekends ago.
Are you George?
I am.
And EV events. A co-sponsor was Idaho Power, and while indeed the utility would be a provider of power for an EV, there was not a car salesperson in sight. Instead, this was an event where a number of EV owners agreed to bring their own vehicles, big and small, sedans and trucks, and they invited the public to drive the EVs for themselves and ask some direct questions of the owners. And those who showed up got to choose the EV that they would like to test drive.
So we have the Chevy Bolt, we have the Ford Lightning, we have the Rivian R1T, Kia EV6, Polestar 2, Tesla Model 3, Model S, and Model Y, and we also have the Volkswagen ID4.
Is one of these models, would I get a greater distance on a charge than the rest?
Yeah, so most EVs are around the 300 range. Okay. The vehicle here with the most range is gonna probably be your Rivian R1T truck.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the battery size? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It also has the fastest charging speed. Next to that would be the Kia EV6, mm-hmm. Which can charge 20 to 80% in about 18 to 20 minutes.
So naturally, we wanted to give it a try ourselves. We took a drive with Stephen Melendez. We got behind the wheel of his car. He was riding shotgun. We drove. He talked about his Tesla Model 3.
Did you ask yourself, or do you ask yourself, will this car pay for itself, but ultimately save me money?
Yes, and I have experienced it, absolutely. You know, I've been actively driving. You know, even when I had purchased it, I said it was a little inflated, so I wanted to offset my costs, and I had just bought a home at that time as well. And the amount that I spent on gas is non-existent, you know, and it's nice, and I can show you in the app. It's all
on your smartphone.
Yeah, all managed through an app. And through that app, you can actually see your charging stats comparatively to what you'd be saving on gas.
And this is telling you what?
This is giving me how many kilowatts per hour I have charged in the last 31 days.
109.
And how many dollars per the rate that Idaho Power charges me in my neighborhood.
Got it.
So it's giving me the amount I've spent this month to charge my car.
This month is $10 so far.
And the gas equivalent to that, to where gas prices are today, would have been $39.
Interesting.
So it's giving me, it's giving me my savings.
So eventually we pulled over and had a chance to chat with Patty Best. She is the EV expert over at Idaho Power, and Annie Meyer, marketing specialist also from Idaho Power.
We have, I believe, about a dozen electric vehicles here for people to test drive. All different makes and models. These are privately owned vehicles that we've contracted with a company that has a whole network of vehicle owners that like to show off their cars. They call me the subject matter expert in electric vehicles, and I get calls every week from customers, businesses, all thinking about going electric. Whether they're thinking about putting in electric vehicle charging, whether they're thinking of buying an electric vehicle for their fleet or for their home, and they are from all over our service area, not just Boise. We thought, let's move it out. Let's try to reach other customers.
So after the first question that I'm guessing most of us ask, which is how much, I guess the next question is, does this tangibly save me money? And do you have an answer for that?
I do. Electric vehicles, driving on electricity is less expensive than driving on gasoline or diesel. It's about a third of the cost to drive on electricity than it is on gas or diesel. Plus, these vehicles have no real moving parts. They don't have the fuel filters and a lot of the sophisticated engine components that an internal combustion engine has. So with fewer moving parts, less maintenance. Gosh, we are 10 years into electric vehicles being on the road now, and they do require less maintenance than a typical vehicle. So there's some savings there as well. Most people, not all, but most people drive, you know, 30 to 40 miles a day. Maybe out here it's maybe a little bit more because they have longer commutes, let's say. But again, most people are driving, you know, 30 to 50 miles a day, I would say at most. And an electric vehicle has a range of 200 to 300 miles.
Do you answer the questions about incentives? And because that's a big part of the conversation. So you're prepared to talk about incentives.
Yes.
So, right.
Right now, there are a lot of tax credits out there.
Yeah.
There are tax credits for the purchase of vehicles. There are tax credits for putting in charging stations.
Are most of those federal?
Most of those are, federal. Yeah. Yep. And some of the federal grants, some of the federal funding is now passing through the states, so it just depends on which incentive you're looking at.
Right.
We are also seeing a lot of grants out there for things like school buses and transit buses and, you know, specialty fleets and things like that. So there's a lot of funding right now that is flowing into states and communities to put in that infrastructure to help bring down the cost of the vehicles.
Is it fair to say that a number of fleets are being electrified? I know, I think all of mountain rides, I think, are like Wood River Valley and Valley Regional Transit is electrifying.
Yeah, both Valley Regional Transit and mountain rides have electric transit buses.
Yeah.
There are also J&M Sanitation out of CUNA and Allied Waste, both are adopting electric garbage trucks, which is a fabulous use of electricity. So we're seeing more and more fleets. There's a lot of really opportunities, especially for fleets that are doing like local deliveries or work locally. I mean, when you can return to your business at night, plug in the car, have it all charged, and go out the next morning. But we've also held commercial open houses where we have had fleets come that with their vehicles, and so the fleet managers there, and then invited other fleets to come and fleet managers, and let them talk fleet manager to fleet manager. So we've had, an example is Allied Waste is there with their Class 8 truck there to talk to other businesses that are also driving Class 8 trucks. And then they can really talk, business to business and,
Yeah. Very cool.
And we also held one of those events in Twin Falls.
We did.
There was an electric tractor.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Which was I'd never seen one in person. And it was just so cool to see it expand to that type of market. Mm-hmm. Because we're all familiar somewhat with the passenger vehicles, but the electric tractor was like very cool.
I had him on the list and he texted me this morning.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.